episode 1925, Two Hearts, One Love.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I pray that you are enjoying your weekend, that you are having some time away from your new normal. It might be a little bit crazy, but guess what? Two hearts, one love. It's relationship builders. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, every day presents challenges in any relationship. When building a love that stands the test of time, it comes by two hearts, one love, always and forever. Every day can get really messy. Look at what we're in right now. We get into our own routines and forget about the impact of our actions on the ones we love, especially our spouses. Why do we leave behind the ones we love the most? Why do we just kind of let them hover in the background and we just do whatever we want to do? Your true love is the one you should run to when all is crazy. But a lot of time, it's just the opposite. We run and hide in all of our stuff, from the children to the bills, even the normal day to day. We live in our excuses, not in our love. Any relationship takes work, but marriage takes extreme work. At times, the work can be equal to or greater than a full-time job. No kidding. So if you desire the two hearts, one love, you must be willing to put your spouse above yourself. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Put your spouse above yourself. Now, please understand me and hear me out. I know, because you're already thinking this. This does not mean that you are not taking care of yourself. You must have self-care for you, or you're not going to be able to love the way God intended. So you've got to take care of yourself. However, what happens is that we put our stuff or our children above our spouses. No, your work should come second to your spouse. Now, think about what you're doing right now in your everyday. Things are probably a lot different than they were a few months back. Things were maybe like, oh yeah, it wasn't a big deal because, you know, I could go to work and then I could come home and kind of leave my work at home. But be honest, with today's technology, the majority of people that come home, they're not leaving their work at home. They bring it home. Now, I work from home, so my work is always home. But my husband, he too brings it home. So we have to look at how we can put our spouses above ourselves. What does it look like in real life? Number one, you got to care for two hearts. There's more than just yourself in the relationship. Yeah, remember the vows? For better, for worse, in sickness or health? It's for everything. And it's caring for two, yourself and your spouse. Regardless of your situation, be considerate of your spouse. One of the biggest detriments to any marriage is finances. Period. End of story. We could talk all day about how money affects a marriage. It can destroy a marriage. It can make a marriage. But if it's any of those two, very rarely then is the love part. It tends to fade away if we're putting money at the forefront. So we have to really look and consider that there are two hearts involved. And you've got to care for those two hearts. It goes above the money. Even though things may be to an extreme stressor right now with finances, you've got to be willing to say, you know what, hun? I know we don't know what's going to come tomorrow, but I still love you. We have each other. We're going to figure this out. We don't know what it looks like. You may not have to have all the answers, but you do have a heart to share. Care for two hearts. Number two, comfort in many ways. We forget this whole idea that falling in love involves comfort. Feeling what? A sense of safety and security. Men, your woman wants to feel safe. She wants to know that she is cared for, that she is comforted, because life can be challenging. And women, for your men, they too want to be comforted. Why? Because they are given their all to give you that safety and security. It goes both directions. But you see, as much as life can be complicated, it doesn't have to be. You don't have to sit there and allow yourself always to be wrapped up in the stuff. You need to separate yourself from that and say, look, we as a couple stand together. Comfort in ways that your spouse will respond. Husbands, when you are loving on your wife, it's going to look totally different than when your wife loves on you. And women, come on, we got to step it up. Unfortunately, a lot of our men do not feel loved. If you haven't listened to that episode where I interviewed Pastor Rod, go back and listen to that episode. It is one that you just need to hear. And it's episode 1916. And it's all about the book that he wrote, Cover Him. And now we're going to have him back and we're going to talk about Cover Her. That was another book. So this was from the perspective of what the man needs from his woman. If you don't know what your man needs from you, yeah, you need to pay attention, because one thing they need is comfort from us. And it's not just about fixing a good meal. Yeah, that does help. Comfort for the tummy is a great thing, but it comes in many ways. If you don't know how to comfort your spouse, ask them. And if you're like, well, that's going to be a weird question. Sweetheart, how can I comfort you? Yeah, that does kind of sound strange. But ask them and say, what brings you peace? What can I do for you that allows you to relax? That allows you not to worry so much or stress. And then be quiet and listen. And if she doesn't respond immediately, or if he's like, oh, well, this is kind of weird, hun. What do you want? What are you searching for? Nothing. I just really want to know what I can do that brings comfort. My husband, there are a lot of different things that for me, I'm like, oh, that wouldn't bring me comfort. But to him, it does. And that's how I serve him. Care for two hearts, comfort in many ways. And finally, number three, plan time together. The home can become a little cramped. And maybe over the last few weeks, you're like, you're telling me. Cramped is not even a good word for it. It is stuffy. We are feeling squished and we just need to get out. Okay, deep breath. Understand this. Your one love matters. So plan some time every day to be together. You may think that you're together because you're within the four walls. But I'm not talking about being in the same vicinity. I'm talking about being together. Two hearts, one love. That's where you come together. Now, yeah, if you can make some time for some good old intimacy, well, then you can do that too. But this one love part is where you have moments throughout the day that it's just the two of you. If that means that you have to escape to the bathroom and close the door and lock it for just a minute to sit there and breathe together and say, man, hun, I don't know what this is looking like. These kids are driving me crazy. As long as they don't break a window, life will be fine. Yeah, laugh about it, love, give each other hugs, kiss, and then go back out there and conquer the world. But it's the little times together. We take that for granted. My husband and I, when we were having our total tornado and my life came to a screeching halt, he told me he had fallen out of love with me. And I was like, what? I do everything for you. I do everything for the family. How can you? Where did this come from? It was beyond left field. I had no idea. One thing I learned is that he wanted me to spend time with him. And that time looked different than the time that I saw in my head. So it's very important to get on the same page. What does spending time together look like? For him, he wanted me to go to bed with him at the same time. Now, as the kids got older, it was much easier. When they were younger, it's a challenge. Let's be real. I was nursing my children. So if I needed to feed them, I couldn't go to bed at the same time. You may have different seasons, okay, where you can't always do those things, but you can find a way that speaks to your spouse. If you don't know, ask. Don't be afraid. You asked a lot of questions before you said, I do. So why would you not ask questions now? It's amazing to me how when we get married, we have less communication. It's like, oh, well, I kind of figured you out. Okay, I put a ring on it. So we're done. We don't need to have any more conversations. No, that's not true. The conversations need to grow even more and deeper. So if you don't know what your spouse needs from you or wants from you, then ask. Care for two hearts. Comfort in many ways. Plan time together. Two hearts, one love. It's a beautiful thing. So as you go about your weekend, and I hope that you are having some beautiful weather. We had some rain late last night, and it's actually been a gorgeous week, and this weekend is looking pretty good. Maybe take some time just to sit outside in the yard. Now, I know in some areas it's actually snowing, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, are we not supposed to be moving further into spring so we can get to summer? But maybe you need to stand outside on the porch as the snowflakes fall and just hold each other and say, hon, I know things are different, but you know what? We've got two hearts, one love. You're my love. Don't hold back what you need to share. Take that and go love on your spouse. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.